Our scripture readings this morning come from Genesis 2:7 and John 10:10. Genesis 2:7, "Then the Lord formed a man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being." John 10:10, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full."
I'm going to pray one more time. Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for this day. Thank you for those who are listening by podcast. We ask that you would bless and let this be a word, God, that speaks to them today, that feeds the need that they have. And so we just thank you and praise you and lift your name up. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right. There we go.
Let it out, breathe it in, let it go.
All right, so that's a hint as to what our sermon is about today. We're going to just talk from the simple topic, breathe in, breathe out. So I was thinking and praying, asking God what he wanted me to talk about as we're heading into our holiday season, and what does he want me to, kind of deal with, what could be a blessing to people. And so every morning, well, not every morning, but many mornings, I listen to this radio station. And before she starts, she does that little mantra, breathe in and out, breathe in and let it go. And so I was listening to it and I just felt so strongly, that's your sermon. There it is right there. Breathe in, breathe out. And so that's what I want to talk about today. As we're going into the holiday season, there's so many issues that we, there's just so much going on in the world. There's so much going on in our personal lives that sometimes the holidays are the hardest part. You bring all of these people in, family comes in sometimes, and not everyone is agreeable, I'm being nice, trying to be nice with this. But sometimes there's issues that you have to deal with, or sometimes, you've lost someone, and this is your first holiday without them, like for us, it's 4 years. Yesterday made 4 years since my father passed away. But we still, every year, we still miss him that he's not here during the holiday season. And so, before we go into this season and we have to deal with all of the different things that come, the first video we really put a lot of thought into this week's sermon. The first video we played was kind of saying, it's a crazy life. There's a lot going on. Take a second and take a breath. Breathe. Just take a breath in before you go into what it is you go into this season, before you go into your day, each day. I like that mantra to do just to start my day. As a matter of fact, every Sunday, after I walk through and I say hi to everyone, I sit there and I stop and take a breath. Because this is very important to me. When I'm ministering to you, it is important to me that you hear what I'm saying. That you leave here and that you think about God. Or you think about whatever the topic was, that you give it some thought. So I have to stop and make sure that everything else in my head is gone. Any issue that I had when I walked in the door, anything that was worrying me or stressing me when I walked in the door, I let it go. So that when I'm talking to you all, I'm here and present, and I hope I'm encouraging your hearts for the week. And so that's what I want to encourage you today to do as we're getting ready to go into the holiday season. That's kind of where we're headed. And as the world is just a little crazy, kind of topsy-turvy right now, sometimes just turn off the TV and take a deep breath. So before I start into my first scripture, let's just practice one time. Stop, breathe in, breathe out, and let every other thing go. And let's see what God talks about. Word I'm going to talk about a little different, but I'm talking about how God breathes life into things and how important taking a breath is, how important it is to take a breath. So our first scripture is from Genesis 2:7, and it says, "Then the Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being." And the reason I chose this scripture, it was the very beginning of life, of man. And what did he do? He breathed into him. That breath that you stop and take is so important. When you're overwhelmed, think about it. God, he stopped breathe life into him. So stop. Take a deep breath and breathe it out. Breathe life into your situation. Breathe. My throat, okay. But I want you to breathe like a release. Releasing all of that stress, all of that anxiety, all of those worries that come, whatever it may be, not just in the holiday season, but any time of the year, any week, when you're feeling so stressed and so overwhelmed, remember God breathes, life, there's power in the breath. There's power in that breath. So stop. That's something you can totally control. When everything else is going kind of crazy, you can stop. Take a breath. Breathe in, breathe out. And when you breathe out, let all of that go. Let all of that stress go. The stress that has you walking like this. Has anyone been like that? I can think of my mom when I was going through school. And she said, okay, here, let me help you. And she was rubbing my shoulders. She said, it's just too much. You're just way too tight. She's like, we got to go take you to an actual massage person because you're just too stressed. Have you ever been like that? We don't want to go into our holiday season or even the next year feeling that stressed over anything. We got to breathe in and breathe out. Let it go. Knowing that that's God's wish for us. That's truly his wish, that we give it all to him, that we lay it on the altar before him. Whatever's got you so stressed, if you recall, I had to answer a question, and I remembered years ago, and I think I even preached it here, that there was a minister who said, before you go to bed at night, take all of those worries and those stresses, and just imagine you're laying them up on the shelf. You're taking them. You're getting rid of them. That's what breathing out is, just letting go of all of those stresses, all of those things, and you can sleep and rest at night. Amen. So I want to encourage you today to, when the things get so overwhelming, your mind gets so stressed, breathe in, breathe out, and let it go. That's what the word, that's what the song says. And let it go. Let it go. Put it, turn it over to the Lord. Amen. He'll work it out. I felt that soul spiritual. And they said, turn it over to the Lord and he'll work it out. Oh, yeah. Can you see them? They're like, oh, yeah, he'll work it out. Turn it over to him. Ezekiel. So this made me think, what are some other scriptures where he talks about breathing life into things? And this is just to encourage your heart to know that as you're taking, imagine that that's God breathing that life into you. When you take that breath, imagine that that's him breathing it in. And then he's taking those stresses. He's taking those issues that bother you. He took me over to Ezekiel 37, 1 and 6. And so you probably know this story. It's a familiar story about the valley of dry bones. But as he was showing it to me, I saw it a little differently this time. The hand of the Lord was on me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me back and forth among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry. He asked me, Son of man, can these bones live? I said, Sovereign Lord, you alone know. Then he said to me, Prophesy to these bones and say to them, Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the Sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you and make fresh flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord. Amen. So here there, he's talking about how for me and at this time when I was reading it, how he breathed life into them and how important that breath was, that he would breathe life into dry bones. What are dry bones? All of these stresses and things that we're carrying around, all of those things you're holding on to. He wants to breathe life. He wants us to have life. He wants us to live and not walk in that distress and not walk in the strain and the pressures that life brings. He wants us to have life. He wants to breathe life. So even as you're doing your deep breath, imagine that it's God breathing life into you. As you're exhaling, imagine he's taking out all the old and breathing in the new, breathing in a release for you from all the stresses and all the pressures and all of those things that hold you and keep you bound from being free and being all that he wants you to be, all that you can truly be. So as you imagine those dry bones, that he breathed life into them and he became alive. And that's what I want you to think about when you're so distressed and you take that deep breath. Imagine he's breathing life into you. He's giving you new life. Amen. Amen. All right. I'm moving along. Let's see, because I have a good activity for us at the end, so I want to make sure I have time. Next scripture, June 10:10. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the fullest. And that's what I'm saying. He came that you could take a deep breath. He wants you to have life. What is life to the fullest? That you're not carrying around the stresses, that you're not walking in unforgiveness, because you can't really live. You can't really live freely when you're carrying bitterness and unforgiveness and hate and whatever it may be. And we know, you know, I understand you've been hurt, but you have to let it go. Breathe it out. Breathe in. Let God breathe into you new life. Breathe out that old mess that's holding you down, that's stopping you from showing love. Even when you have to deal with hard to deal with family during the holidays. You know, take a deep breath before you go in that house and have to deal. Take a deep breath and know that God, he can give you a whole new outlook on them. You know, and it's just for a few hours. And if you can get out quick, go ahead and do that. That's okay. That's okay. But breathe it in. Breathe in that new life that he came to give us. That's what the word said. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants you to walk in that anger and unforgiveness and bitterness and hate. But God came that you might have life, and you might have it to the fullest, or more abundantly is what another version of it says. But that means the full life, truly enjoying your life, enjoying this life that he's given us. So I want to encourage you, breathe in, breathe out all of that junk that's stopping us. My final scripture is Psalms 34:18. Says the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. And I just wanted to remind you of that as you're going through whatever you may be going through. Like I said, it's hard for us because we had such a big family, and to have both parents leave us here, you know, within a year apart, it's hard. So each holiday, we of course think of them, but he's close to us. He's close to us in those times. Breathe in, breathe out, let it go. So we can, he's close to us in that time is all I'm saying. So we don't have to walk in stress. We don't have to mourn. You know, we can enjoy the life that they left us, the legacy that they left us. We say that often. We can enjoy that, knowing and remember them. Not everyone does it differently, but just for this week, I'm just encouraging you as you go through this holiday to not carry so much of that, to try and seek life. Try and seek. He wants us to have life and have it to the fullest. So try and seek that at this time. So now I have an activity for us. And remember that he's close to the brokenhearted. So I had Lori put together a video for us so that we could practice it. So that before you go in, we have a week till Thanksgiving, and then you have all the Christmas holiday and all of that. So I wanted to give you an opportunity to just practice breathing in and breathing out. So we're going to play the video, and then I'm just going to pray, and we'll be done. But take this time so you can either watch the video, or you can close your eyes if that helps, whatever, however you choose to do it. But it is a very peaceful little brook with water. And so take a moment. Take a moment. You can start the video and release. Breathe in and breathe out.
Breathe in.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for this time of worship, this time of ministry. Lord, we ask that you would bless that you would meet each person here at their very point of need. God, that you would give them a spirit of peace over this holiday season, God, that you would remind them to breathe in and breathe out. You're right there in the breath, breathing life into them. And we thank you for it. God, we give you all of the praise, the honor, and the glory today. We thank you for your love and your kindness, God. We thank you, Lord, for the mercies that you show us. We thank you for the grace that we walk in, God. We give you, God, all of the praise. So wonderful of a God you are. So wonderful that you're so concerned for each one of us, God. We give you praise today. You're a worthy and wonderful God. We do pray for our prayer list again, God, that you would touch each person on the list. Meet them person by person, face by face, God. Meet them at that point of need. You know exactly what it is. We pray a special prayer for the family of Kate and for the young man who hit her. God, that you would bring peace in both cases, God, and that you would work it all together for them. And we thank you. We give you praise. And Lord, we do pray for the family of Dick Jones, that you would bless that family, give them peace at this time. We thank you for it. We give you all of the praise, all of the honor, all of the glory, God. We thank you for the sweet spirit we feel here in the room today. We thank you. Allow it to go home with them. God, I bless each person during this holiday season, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.